This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was a clip from Bill Belichick's Sunday CBS This Morning interview that we touched on yesterday, but this is a story, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, that is not going away. It is growing away on social media, on news outlets everywhere. Jordan is promising full statements. We're getting emails of Bill reacting to coverage of his book promotion, his book release. So, first and foremost...
Emails from who? I'm sorry. Bill Belichick wrote an email?
Yeah, well, I mean... What is that?
Sure, that's purportedly? Bill Belichick?
Is purportedly the word? Purportedly, it's from Bill Belichick.
Purportedly.
I think purportedly, because reportedly, it's got his name on it, but that doesn't mean he typed it. I received emails from Bill over the years that I often wondered, did they come from Bill or
brag?
Yeah, a little bit. Did they come from Bill
it
or
would
did
always start the same? Hey, effing.
No, it was usually like very cordial, but I was like, is he really emailing me or is this Bears? And Bears Nigerian is sort of a secondary topic here with the job I think he did for 20 plus years grows more impressive by the day.
Who looks worse and who looks better? I just heard a great segment on Jones and Keefe, another great midday show. Awesome lead in
the
here
snakes,
in the afternoons.
The snake and the margarita was the worst segment ever. It's my nightmare.
That's not code for anything, folks.
No, no, no. Literally, it was a snake and a margarita. Yeah, no, not a euphemism or anything.
My May the 4th be with you and my Cinco de Mayo. And by the way, Sneaky, I'm going to get off track here. Sorry.
Don't get back on. Ted hates it when we get off track in the first hour.
Too bad Ted's in at three. I'm in it too, damn it. Sneaky, huge weekend. You got the Derby Saturday, Cinco de Mayo Sunday, and then, Cinco de Mayo's on Monday. God damn it. All right. Point being.
Okay, we all have calendars. Get to the point.
All right. The point being that Tom Curran, in his noontime spot with the Midday Boys, said Bill Belichick has never needed, and I'm sure we'll share this clip later in the show, has never needed Bears Nigerian more. And I think you and I and anyone that has ever worked for the Pats, rooted for the Pats, been as deeply embedded as you were, or now continues a dialogue about them, their history, and their future. Holy smokes, that man, no matter how much work he put in, can never be overestimated, because Bill needs a Bergervention right now more than ever. Couldn't agree more, Tommy.
So do we believe, I just asked this to the
in
boys
ghosts,
in the crossover. No, we're not talking about ghosts here on WEEI Afternoons. We talk about sports. That's what we talk about. 2 to 6, WEEI, powered by Verizon. Talking sports. Or at least sort of sports, because Bill Belichick is sports related, even though the rest of this seems like it's straight out of
tabloids. Bagger Vance was a sports movie and it heavily involved a ghost, but I digress. Go ahead.
Do we believe that 70-plus-year-old Bill Belichick has lost his way, and that explains sort of everything that's going on with Jordan and his relationships and these comments and inability to keep things on the rails? Or, in all seriousness, did he lose his bears? Was Bears his compass, his fixer, his guider, whatever you want to call him? Because I can tell you personally, Bears was a pain in my ass for 20 years. He was not always easy to deal with. He was on point and everywhere. He read, saw, consumed everything. He knew everything said about Bill. If it involved Bill, Bears was involved. But he did it much more successfully than has been done in recent years when Bears was not involved. Also, different scale. I haven't had any scandals pop out of BC. Haven't had any Bill O'Brien messes over there. So it seems like they're doing just fine.
He's on track and had a nice little draft right there. Several of his successful players in his first year as HC of BC. There were times as well, Andy, I would say things on the Jumbotron or do things in stadium, and I would just hear like, well, football wasn't really thrilled with that, and what that means, football operations. And I know who that was. That was somebody speaking on behalf of, taking the bullets for, or operating as the flak for Bill Belichick and the operation. When I would do the in-stadium practice and MC it for the fans in the summertime, whenever I would say anything, and they would give me a script, and they'd tell me to stick to the script, I would look over, and I would either get the head shake to the side, and that would be Burge, like, okay, I pushed that line too far, or I would get a nod and a thumbs up, just like, you know where to stay within the guardrails. That's the big problem now, Andy. With Jordan in charge and no Bears, no Patriots, him just kind of wilding on his own, there are no more guardrails. Belichick basically just has a 5-lane superhighway of crazy that he is operating on now, and I feel like she has taken the wheel, and Jesus, does someone need to take it back.
So I do think there is a big bearish part here, and I think it's probably, as is so often the case, the truth is in the middle. Is Bill more difficult to deal with? Has he lost his way? Is he doing things he shouldn't be doing? But also, much like when he put Matt Patricia in charge of the offense, he's made a terrible decision. I don't, and I'm not talking about dating Jordan. I'm talking about the same thing that is worrying the people at North Carolina suddenly, which you didn't think of this in the first place weeks ago, months ago. But
oh, suddenly my ass. No, this just happened to get out. They've been thinking about this for weeks.
He made Jordan his manager, as they put it on the TMZ report, or his right-hand man or right-hand woman. And so you can take the 50-year-old difference in a romantic relationship personal off the field, and you can discuss that on some level. Certainly Stiz has defended that relationship many, many times on this program because that's his guy, Bill Belichick, although his defense of Bill kind of fell apart yesterday. But to me, you hired somebody who's inexperienced, unprepared, not even really, like, this isn't her world. If, you know, she's a cheerleader, right? And a philosophy person. So why is she?
She's a PR executive, a Bridgewater State graduate, and one of the finer young minds the Bay State has produced in decades.
Where is she a PR executive?
At Jordan and Estoso.
Right. That's my Bearish Najarian worked for the PR department of the New York Football Jets before he became Bill Belichick's right-hand man, before he worked for the New England Patriots, the assistant to the head coach. What are Jordan's credentials to be a PR person, to be a manager, to be whatever she proclaims that she is worthy of being? So Jordan was given a job for a reason, and we know the reason. They are romantically entangled. No, Stiz, you could be on camera, so let's not make any gestures that could get us in trouble. But that's why she's there. Like, this is the worst decision he's ever made. We thought Matt Patricia was the worst decision he ever made because it ended Mac Jones. It ended his Patriots tenure, essentially, just tore down the dynasty, the whole thing.
This is the Patricia-fication of his post-Patriots life. That's a great way to position
this. Yes, and you can now say the worst decision he ever made was not Matt Patricia. It was Jordan, and I speak about Jordan more on the professional level than the personal level. Yes, Stiz.
This is what kills me, though, because, you know, wanting to look at Bill Belichick as this genius, it's so easy to avoid. Like, how do you not know that this is making you look bad?
That's what
kills me.
But you can be a genius and do dumb things. I mean, isn't Elon Musk in that world right now? A genius in certain areas who just has
no idea. No, yeah, that's actually
that's a good example.
All these guys, like, some of these true geniuses are geniuses in the spectrum of their success, but in the real world can make really weird head scratching. They're not aware of how things play.
Jordan has to know, but she just doesn't care. She thinks all press is good press.
No, I think she is not able to judge what the hell is going on. And so let's get into it. TMZ had a report. Jordan, so we played some of the audio yesterday. We'll continue to play more of the audio today from this CBS interview, which was supposedly going to be one of two interviews. Well, guess what? The second interview is never going to happen because the first one went so poorly. But the thing I would tie into Bears before I read some of this TMZ report, Fitzy, all knew he was there and doing a job, but he did it from the background. He did it from behind. He did it from, you know, what's that line?
The shadows. He was a shadow op. You never knew Burge was there.
The greatest accomplishment the devil ever is making people
convincing the world he wasn't real.
That Bears, wasn't really there, even though the inner workings people knew he was there. Joe Fan didn't know there was somebody monitoring every press conference. I mean, later, I guess they did because people like you and I talked about it. But he didn't inject himself. There was no, like, gotcha image of him glaring at Bill or like, giving the throat gesture to Bill. Like, nope, Bill, cut it off.
Bill we weren't talking about that?
No.
No kidding.
Well, actually, he probably did. He did it off camera and before Bill was behind the microphone. Bill, don't talk about this when you go out there. They're going to ask X, Y, and Z. Here's your answer. Here's how you handle it so it doesn't go horribly wrong, even if you believe some of them went horribly wrong. So TMZ says Jordan Hudson went completely off the rails during Bill Belichick's CBS interview to the point where she stormed out of the room and delayed shooting for 30 minutes. Sources familiar with the situation tell TMZ Sports. We're told outside of that baffling moment that made the final edit, there were numerous other instances of Hudson butting in. Even when the legendary coach was answering questions about football, she would stop and correct him. The balls on this woman. The balls on her. Okay. Your relationship, Fitzy, is one thing where she gets to say we're not talking about that because she's like a partner in that relationship, theoretically.
And also, there's probably, again, we're just speculating here. We do not know for definite purposes, but there could very well be some overlap with previous relationships, which could get him in financial, moral.
Okay, that's fine. But
lots
yeah.
of trouble.
Where does she get off thinking he can be answering a football question and she's going to correct the greatest coach of all time, the guy who's been coaching for 50 effing years? The only answer to this is a bad one, that he's lost his way more than I think he has.
Or that he's allowed, yes, in losing his way, he's allowed her to trample over his legacy, his knowledge, his reputation. I told you.
I don't even mean that, though. I mean, what if he says
this was the case?
It was, you know, when I won all those Super Bowls with Drew Bledsoe. Like, this is an extreme example, but if he said, when I won all those six Super Bowls with Drew Bledsoe, and Jordan's like, Tom Brady, like, what if
yeah,
he's
when
that
Tony
far?
Eason threw that pass to David Patton,
right?
It was Tom Brady.
What if she's that? What if he is that far off the rails where she's having to correct him? And I'm throwing this out there just because I want to touch this from all angles, because otherwise she should absolutely never be interjecting when he's mid-football answer. And that is one of the many things that jumped out to me from this TMZ report. I know you poo-pooed earlier this idea that the other report is North Carolina starting to get a little uncomfortable with Jordan's role with the university and Bill Belichick. You think? You should shut your hole and know your role.
I'm not poo-pooing it. What I'm saying is the notion that yesterday TMZ Sports made it part of the dialogue, like, ooh, it's now only part of the zeitgeist or the national conversation. You can't tell me with the money they have committed to NILs, the money they have committed to Belichick, the promises that they have made for the legacy hire of his son as head coach, and the implications and ramifications this will have on him and his family and their legacy. You can't tell me that it was yesterday o'clock when they first finally said, hey, maybe this Jordan Hudson is a little bit more of a problem than we anticipated.
Yeah, well, along the way, we've seen her on field, miking him up. We've seen her every step of the way. I don't know how they... Anyway, so elsewhere in the TMZ report, at one point in the Q&A, Hudson got so heated, she stood up and walked out and wanted BB to follow. It's unclear if Coach agreed,
BB.
But the I enjoyed that. But the blow-up delayed the whole interview for about half an hour. So, you know, I think we've all kind of been there if you've been in a relationship.
I was just going to say
that, yep. Like, we're leaving the party, and you're like, I just opened a new Miller Lite. I don't want to leave. They just brought out buffalo wings. Why are we leaving? Kind of like, did Bill follow her? Is like, is there a leash? Did she
drag
him?
Zero chance. If he followed her out and then had to convince her to come back in, I mean, this... I'm pretty sure the publisher said, look, if we're doing this book, because everybody, no matter how famous you are, if you're an Obama, if you're Taylor Swift, if you're Bill Belichick, if you're writing a book about your life, if you've got a biography, whatever, you have to do a press tour. You got to do a book tour. You have to make appearances. You've got to go on Rogan. You got to go on CBS. You got to do the Drinks with Chicks or Bussin' with the Boys, whatever. And he's just completing a component of the agreement. And so if she's taking charge and steering the ship and running this ashore, man, it is crashing into dry dock and land, and it is going to be, it's going to get worse before it gets better, Andy.
So you just used an interesting phrase. You have to. If you do a book deal, you have to do a book tour. The publisher,
correct,
right? Bill Belichick does not play by the you have to rules. He never has and he never will, in my opinion. You know, the example I love to use in that area.
No book.
When he was with the Browns first time around. Well, no, he already did the book, and he's like, what are you going to do? It's not going to sell? Like, I'm Bill Belichick. He thinks he's above all this. When he was with the Browns, he was told he had to do a coach's show. So I believe it was 4 a.m. he told the organization, okay, if I have to do it, we're going to record this at 4 a.m. That's on my schedule before my days. And he made everybody in production show up at 4 a.m. because, quote, oh, I have to? I'll show you I have to. Then they have to show up on my it's Bill's world, and it always has been. And I just think it is getting magnified and it is getting scandalized a little bit here with everything that's going on with Jordan. But that's always been his mentality. When someone tells him you have to, he goes, I'm Bill Belichick. I don't have to. I'm the greatest coach of all time. No, ain't nobody going to tell me what I have to do. And I think that's part of it, Fitzy. He's got all these executives, and we're going to get into
that's just general error. Then you could lump that into arrogance.
Like, absolutely.
Arrogance is going to be his downfall.
But we have Jordan's social media posting, which includes a purported email from Bill Belichick to a number of people, including Berge, in which he's complaining about basically the publicity that the book is getting and how they're handling the promotional tour. Like, he doesn't play well with others. He never has. Bill's there was no Patriot way, he said in the book, correct? He's very happy there was no Patriot way. No, there was a Bill's way. It was Bill's way or the highway, right? And when he stopped being successful, they asked him to use the highway and get the hell out of Dodge. But it was Bill's way for so long that he's used to getting his way. And right now, his way is not working. And I don't know if it's his way anymore or if he's lost his way and Jordan has jumped on and taken the conductor role of this train. But this is a disaster. So the final little note here from TMZ. We're told the higher-ups at CBS News and Sports had to get involved to figure out how to salvage it. And while a second interview was scheduled to go down at a later time, it was ultimately scrapped. So they had to salvage this. And I heard Curran bring this up. There's also an amateurism here. Like, she needs to know when these multiple shots are set up and she's in the room, she's part of on-the-record story. Like, they are, in this day and age, like, it's not just the one shot of Bill and the one shot of the questioner. Like, there's behind the scenes, there's social media, there's promotion. So when you say we're not talking about that and you glare at him, oh yeah, that's going to be used. That's on the record. Yes, Dan.
Yeah, and by the way, if she decides to send some strays the way of CBS, they can completely come back with like, well, you signed the release or you gave us on camera credit, which actually from having done that for two decades in the field, that'll give you enough permission to be able to release more footage or use whatever they were given. And I am sure they have tens of 20 of 30 more minutes and beyond.
Yeah, her storming
footage.
Out is probably
and
so on
if
camera.
If she's like, CBS is fake news. I never this. This has got you journalism at
good
its
luck.
Worst. CBS will be like, here's 50 more minutes of Jordan's hissy fit.
And I
Jordan
look forward
storming
to
out. Jordan making Belichick look like a boob. Like, I'm telling you, this is going to get worse. If anyone right now that's like, you're just all coming down on Belichick because you're mad because the team's not as good ever since he left, and you want him to approve of you just the same way he never approves of anybody.
Anybody who thinks that is a brainwashed cult member, and I'm glad we got Stiz out of the cult yesterday. I'm glad we were able to extricate Stiz from the cult.
Yeah. I was baptized.
Thank you.
it's a reverse baptism, but yeah, that's fine.
Yes, Dan Ball.
Just personal opinion. I think she knows exactly what she's doing when she appears on camera and interjects and stands right next to Bill and goes over all these talking points and then wears the 28-3 shirt and all this kind of stuff. This is an ego play for her just as much as it is a concerning thing.
I agree,
for Bill.
But she created a monster that she's lost control of.
She's already sent, Nick, to your point, she's already sending shots at CBS. The girl tweeted 5 times in the past 6 years. I think she's been retweeting people all morning, someone saying that Bill Belichick should have strangled the interview guy.
For what? Asking the relevant questions? We're
going
to continue to talk about this because it's all... Yeah, she was retweeting people like Stiz used to be. People that were defending Bill and this is ridiculous.
Oh, was that the whole, like, all I see is a man and a woman justifying their luck?
Yes. Yeah. And he should have strangled him for what? Asking the relevant questions? Like, that's what really annoys me here on the highest hypocrisy hill is... You put photos of you hooking your girlfriend on the beaches of Nantucket. You put photos, and we're not supposed to ask about your relationship. If you want privacy in your relationship, then keep it private. Don't put it out there for all the world to see, but they love it. Her dress with the big hole in it that looks like the Lombardi trophy. Him with all his rings sitting front row at NFL awards night. If you want privacy, then stay in private, but get off the public forum, Dan Ball.
I would just say careful using the word hooking today, that's all.
Oh, Dan Ball, we're not doing that.
Hey, Dan, saying. Can you escort us towards a trending sports update?
Okay. More on this growing story that is Bill Belichick's interview with CBS, his relationship with Jordan. She promised on social media a full statement. Hopefully we will be getting that later today. Hopefully she will fulfill that promise. But we do have her initial posting, which was a letter from Bill Belichick, an email that he wrote to a number of people, including Berge Najarian, his former assistant. We'll read some of that next because it's crazy talk from Bill Belichick. But first, we have to trend with Dan Ball.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
That was Barstool Podcast, Dave Portnoy trying to claim Bill Belichick didn't know photos on Instagram are seen by lots of people, that they're just like a private little family group text, apparently. That was sad. The only thing sadder than Bill losing his way might be people trying to defend it. Again, I'm proud of Stiz for jumping off that ship. Fitzy, 617 had a text that I assume was just for you. Are you afraid of a powerful female?
No.
Okay, so is Jordan just a powerful female? Is that what we're seeing here?
She's most definitely an empowered, self-empowered, powerful female, sure.
It's two for Tuesday, and we'll get back to the Bill Belichick chat in a minute, but that means if you are caller number nine now to the contest line at 617-931-0937, and if you have today's code word, which was given out this morning, 7 a.m., the Greg Hill Show, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Rangers on May 7th. Sox-Rangers, May 7th, Fenway Park. Call 617-931-0937. You think Bill and Jordan might call and maybe want to hit the ballpark, hit Fenway for a...
I don't know. That transition was slick, kid.
Well, if Stiz gave me the information between segments instead of...
Are you afraid of powerful women? Speaking of that, two for
Tuesday. Speaking of powerful women... Two for Tuesday here. We got two powerful women in mind. The text line is reacting very quickly and aggressively.
Shocker.
To this talk.
Okay, I anticipated an aggressive response like I've seen on social meteors as well. But which way are they going? Because I think it's starting to trend in the elder abuse / Bill is crying for help.
Yes. So there's like, 207. Where's 207? Connecticut?
Maine.
Maine. Up in Maine, they say, goat to joke, a Belichick story. So I think that's a potential book name. Okay. I think that is accurate. Jordan thinks she won all these Super Bowls. Like, Jordan to Bears is what Patricia is to McDaniels.
She was a zygote when they were chasing after their first Super Bowl bid.
Did serious question, did that chick go to the Monty Beisel School of PR, which
Monty,
that's a good
Beisel,
reference.
Monty Beisel, I didn't think he would come up in today's show.
That's a conspiracy theory. Somehow Kraft is up to this because everybody blames everything on Robert after the dynasty.
He hired her. That's that. The deep state is saying right now that Robert Kraft hired Jordan.
Here's one that I don't really understand, Fitzy, 603. It's like Richard Simmons, except she takes him out and parades him around. Am I not aware of a certain Richard Simmons story? How did that end for him? Did he have a controlling younger woman?
I feel like Richard Simmons may have had someone who puppeteered him at a point in his life.
Well, there was that
yesterday.
Didn't
end well for old Dickie Sims. He was doing more than sweating to the oldies.
That was one of the responses yesterday, that Bill went from the puppeteer of the Patriot dynasty to the puppet now, that she is the puppeteer.
From the puppeteer to marionette. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's not how they use, but yes, that would have been the direct correlation that they were voicing. 617-779-7937. Join the conversation. I know you have an opinion. I know you have an opinion. You either think that we shouldn't be talking about this, because it's TMZ Radio. What's this, The View? I want to hear about Tatum. Tatum taking on the Magic tonight. We'll get to Tatum taking on the Magic. We'll get to Crochet Day. We'll get to all that. But the biggest story in New England sports today is Bill Belichick and his downfall from greatness. There is
England
no doubt
sports
about it.
Sports might be the biggest story in sports.
I agree.
If I told you, it's a national dialogue. We are having a national dialogue expressing concern or at least bewilderment over the CBS this morning. CBS Sunday morning piece. By the way, they have to be so glad they said yes to this, because so many more people are going to watch this show, and next week they're going to be like, oh, this is just like a... I was expecting like a turbocharged espresso of sports and controversy. This is just like a nice cup of Darjeeling tea.
Yeah, usually when I watch that show, it's like some backroads Iowa community that has rallied around. And I'm not dismissing
Bill Geist and Charles Kuralt made their name telling stories of Americana background and landscape on there. Not like this nice guy trying to interview a football coach and having like, don't talk to him that way, you son of a bitch.
This is the most salacious, interesting, I don't want to say clickbaity, because that leads us into Bill Belichick's email. Or should I put it in quotes? Bill Belichick's email.
You can call it a she-mail.
It might be a she-mail.
A he-mail.
And this is in reaction previously. This is April 10th, which I know some sleuths have aligned with book reviews started to come out. I know Ben Volen, I think, wrote one for The Globe on either the 8th or the 9th. Dan Shaughnessy had a column, I think, on the 10th or the 11th. So I'm assuming elsewhere across the country these columns are being written. I remember reading Fitzy Ben Volen's, it was actually really positive. It said, like, if you're looking for salacious stuff, there's not a lot in here, but it's an easy read. It's a really fun read. He praised his dad and Parcells. And
isn't he
Lawrence
the first
Taylor.
One that also, was it Volin? Or as far as, if you're a football guy, I'm sure it's a great book. And if you're a Pats fan or a football historian, it's probably an intriguing read. I just forget if it was Shaughnessy or Volin who first said, no mention of Kraft. That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, and that is weird, and we touched on that yesterday. I think that was intentional. I think that's in direct response to the dynasty.
I find it very disconcerting.
See, I don't really care as much about that. If he wants to do, to me, that's classic stuff Bill's been doing for 25 years. That is classic Belichickian. When he had his marbles, when he was on his rails, he would do petty things. I kind of appreciated that. I kind of enjoyed that for some of his tenure with the New England Patriots. But this email, which is to David, me, Jofi, Michael, Richard, and Bearsh. I don't know who else some of those. I think me is Jordan, I'm assuming. I'm not sure who David.
That is our understanding, yeah.
Yeah. All. Okay, always good to start an email with all. All. I don't think this is fantastic, but it probably will hype the book, which is clearly the ongoing theme here. Fitzy, that pushes, you know, points back to your idea that he doesn't want to fulfill necessarily the promotional commitments of his book deal. This is about what I expected from the media. So he's reacting to the reactions to the early copies. We went through how important it was for me to put, quote, I effed up in the book. And of course, that is the feature of this article, which is mostly about admitting mistakes and talking about a Super Bowl mistake. I am fine with putting mistakes in the book, but I am certainly not surprised that of 260 plus pages, that is what they would highlight. And of course, the I effed up, again in quotes, is the clickbait they used for the story. We'll see what the title of the article is, which I noticed has been conveniently left out. Do we have approval on that? I would approve this article if we can also approve the headline, which is actually more important than the article. Do you believe Bill Belichick wrote that paragraph?
I do.
You do?
I do think he actually wrote this. I do think there was significant Jordan involvement. But I do. She may have. I don't think that she wrote this entirely. I do think that he wrote this.
Okay.
I do think, however, there could have been some, shall we say, editorial supervision.
What do you think about this? I do that with my wife sometimes when I'm like sending a text or an email and I'm like, what do you think of this? How I worded it? And it's usually like, yeah, you might want to back off that a little bit.
That's a little aggressive.
Soften that a little bit. Tone is tough in text. Let's back off that.
Calling someone an effing blank hole is really not the best way to, you know, you catch more flies with honey.
So I'm going to skip forward. So he bitches about podcasts and interviews and the focus on I effed up, which, okay, you put it in the book. They're not supposed to. Has he never read a book excerpt? Have you, like, don't generally people pull the most salacious, interesting thing from a book excerpt and
that's
put it in their
what
story.
Sells.
Right, like that's what sells.
But this is the guy who doesn't know how Instagram works.
Right.
So how would he possibly know how viral content
works?
Yeah,
he's never read anything except the hundreds of pages of
on
clips I put on his
or whatever he called it
treadmill every day for years and years, knowing everything that was written about every team he ever played with or against. I will say again that I want this book to be presented as a look at my professional life and how I did my job on the way up to and as the leader of an organization that grew from $500 million brag to franchise worth $8 billion organization that played in 10 and won 6 Super Bowls over 25 years. Hey, Robert, he didn't mention you in the book, but he's certainly taking most of the credit for your entire organization's success and value moving forward. That's very convenient in this email.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing
supremely convenient.
The one thing I will defend Bill on is I do wonder if when he went to North Carolina, he knew every email he sends is public information because it's a public entity and that freedom. Now, this was put up by Jordan, I know. But those other emails we got, that story sort of breaking down her role, I do wonder if he was totally aware that kind of everything he does and says and is paid on the state dime is public information. I'm not sure he knew that. Exactly what he was getting into. This book is about, back to the Jordan post from Bill Belichick's air quotes email. Fitzy, you don't need air quotes. I'm putting air quotes on this for
that's
a while.
Fine. You got that covered for us.
This book is about how I did my job. Oh, yeah, he had that do your job slogan. I see how you weave that in here. Nice job, coach. And lessons from my 50 years in and around the NFL, not a bathroom book that highlights my mistakes. What's wrong with bathroom reading? I mean, We all need something to read.
This sounds less like him as the email goes along.
Yes, it sounds like
that last one listing his resume items sounded like Jordan was reading his Wikipedia. And
that's what I'm saying. Like she had edit. He still wrote it, but there was editorial supervision vis-a-vis. She acted as the ChatGPT of this email.
Fair.
And before he closes with a thanks, BB. That's how he closes. I have, at times, reluctantly gone along with the title, cover, and language in the book. I'm not going to be the conductor of a hype train in the book promotion. We have enough hype to work with. I hope we can get on the same page in promoting the book authentically. Thanks, comma, BB. Promoting it authentically, is that boringly? Mm-hmm. Is that what he would like to do? Boringly? Mm-hmm. Does he want to sell books or not?
Yeah.
He thinks people are just going to buy, people don't buy sports books. That's like, you talk to anybody who's written sports books, they are a tough industry to make it in. So it doesn't matter whether it's Bill Belichick, Mike Holley, whoever, Jerry Thornton, your buddy, sports books can be tough to sell, and he doesn't want to promote it.
You've got to catch a wave, man.
Yeah.
You've got to, be an outlier at the right place at the right time. Think about how many different appearances, podcasts, whatever, long before there was all of the drama surrounding the Dynasty docuseries that Jeff Benedict had to do for the Dynasty book, not involving giving out copies to season ticket holders or whatever else. It's a flipping the Cowherds, the Bill Simmons show.
Rings. He slummed it with six rings for a half hour, 40 minutes.
Have mercy.
I mean, that's somebody really beating the bushes to get everybody they can to buy a book. And Bill just wants it to sell itself.
Okay, so here's actually our buddy John Lyons is currently listening. John, we appreciate you tuning in.
John, who went to North Carolina.
Yep.
To visit Bill.
And also coach football at Bridgewater State as well. So
does he know Jordan?
I don't know if he has any familiarity with Jordan.
Interesting.
Maybe he scorned her and that's what sent her into the arms of Belichick. I'm listening to the show right now. I have a question for you guys. Why is Burge on that email? He works at BC, not for Bill anymore. Is he possibly still secretly advising Bill or is Bill reaching out for help?
No, my guess is he's not secretly advising. My guess is he is some sort of consultant on this book. You recall he was treated very well in the book. And I do have to think, Fitzy, I don't know anything about writing books, but you can't just write stuff out there and not have it verified, right? Berge was there to corroborate everything Bill's done for the last 25 years. So I would think he's probably a consultant or an aspect of this book. And he's Bill's guy. He probably is still willing to help Bill and still there's some loyalty there. 617-779-7937, taking your phone calls on Bill Belichick's interview with CBS, Jordan's response, the forthcoming statement from Jordan, which she has not posted yet on her social media.
We're the worst. We keep saying Jordan.
Oh, I'm going to beat that
down.
No. Bill's the worst. No, she's the worst.
That's
Bill's
her Instagram name.
Yeah, it says Jordan.
Capital O.
This big O. She puts the O in
Jordan.
Jordan. We're going to say it that way.
This is her wishes.
We'll get to your phone calls and text next. 617-779-7937. We're not just going to bitch about Bill all day either. We're going to mix in some Celtics preview. We'll talk about Crochet Day, little actual sports, and top of the hour, Ted Johnson will be here. That's all next on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
That is the contrarian Colin Cowherd deciding he knew everybody was going to blow in one direction, so he went the other way. Also unaware, apparently, of somebody named Berge Najarian, who fulfilled that role in a much more competent way for Bill Belichick for years. Talking here on WEEI Afternoons about Bill Belichick, Jordan, the interview heard round the world on CBS. Bet you this has been translated into 100 languages, gone viral throughout the globe right now. Maybe not. I don't know. Look that up, Dan. Check the veracity of what I just said.
I guarantee you there are many European nations have bigger fish to fry or larger problems on their plates. That said, they probably, conflict, strife, Russia. But that said, I bet more people than not. We'd be surprised how many people know about her and or this.
100%. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. We've gotten your reaction via the text line, and it is a varied reaction. Although I do think Bill is losing support, as Fitzy said, sort of being chipped away. He lost Stiz over the weekend. He's losing more as this continues to grow and linger. Let's go to Carlton in Baltimore. What is your reaction to this Jordan situation with Bill Belichick, Carlton?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's crazy that he was actually in Annapolis right up the street from me. But anyway, yeah, exactly. She's posting this email, and I don't think Belichick would ever send an email in blue font. And second of all, Jordan, since you guys have already named her that, she's posting stuff with music on top of it, and it's Taylor Swift saying, look what you made me do. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed that.
Yep.
So if you look at the Instagram, it's all of that on top of it. So I think she's trying to call out CBS on all of this interview thing, and she's just making it worse. She's putting blood in the water.
Thanks for the call, Carlton. Fitzy, you brought that up. I do think she is trying to turn this on CBS a little bit, and we'll probably continue to do that in this forthcoming statement.
Bad idea, James,
man. She's going to lose. She's going to lose that battle because they have, as you noted, video. They have video evidence of everything that went on in that room. I mean, I guess there's a chance, maybe if she was smart, before she stormed off, she said, can you turn the cameras off? And then stormed off or something, maybe limiting some of the video damage. But she's going to lose that battle. Also, just because, you know, this is her first rodeo down this this lane, so to speak. CBS does this for a living, right? Like they, as you noted, they deal with wars and assassins and news and death and carnage.
Yeah,
and
they've handled a couple of grave storylines and heavy expositional matters before. I think they've probably contended with bigger deals or bigger pains than Jordan Hudson. That said, I mean, if there's any veracity to the idea that there's up to 30 minutes of storm off and histrionics and whatnot, like do not poke this bear. Do not. Just like basically, you know, this is Andy, this goes back to a term that has been re-entered into the popular lexicon a lot in the last year, the Streisand effect. Like, just continuing to, like, just let it go. Like, the Streisand effect, like, just making a bigger deal out of it, and then it gets magnified, and then trying to make it go away. Like, you're not going to make it go away. Like, they're not going to delete the footage. They're not, like, you're making a much bigger deal of this than need. Like, they'll have their fun with it, walk away, and, you know, by summertime, everyone's going to be focused on, can UNC unseat Clemson in the ACC, not what's the latest crazy thing Jordan has done in the life of Belichick.
Yeah, I do think there's a little ember here, and she's kind of blowing on it, and the oxygen is going to fuel it. And
not talking about this.
That could go. Also, you talk about football. Did a little research during the break, just wanted to bring football into this for Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. He bare minimum needs to win 6 games this year. Mack Brown won 6 games every year he was at North Carolina. His losing records, he lost a lot of bowl games, a lot of Duke's Mayo bowl games, if we're being specific, but he lost a lot of bowl games. But the floor here is you got to win 6 football games, Bill Belichick. And I would argue you're supposed to be Mack Brown plus a bunch. You're supposed to be a significant upgrade. So you probably should win 8 football games or 9 football games. But bare minimum, you need to win 6 football games. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Howard in the car, who wants to talk about Bill Jordan in this interview. What's up, Howard?
Hey, guys. Thanks. I find it interesting that with Jordan and Bill's book that there are a lot of provocative things shown and said, especially on social media. But I have always said that perception is a real B, because you don't control other people's. So don't put it out there and then complain about the reaction. And that's all I got. So thank you, guys.
Thanks, Howard. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
And that's sort of the point I was making earlier, is Bill can pretend and he can even convince Portnoy that he doesn't know how social media works, and I didn't know people would look at the photos that we posted on Instagram. He was also the guy that he and Berge helped rein in Instagram and players and social media for 20 years. So he knew it could be detrimental to his football team, but didn't realize that his personal photos on Instagram with Jordan and his account would blow up. Like, no,
two
you can't.
Words. Blind spot. Andy, you talked
Liar.
So many times about Belichick's blind spot. Well, actually, it's, I would say, three words. Hippocratic blind spot. Like, he's like, the hypocrisy behind this is just like stupefying. But you keep saying it doesn't surprise you in the least. I think a large part of Pat's fandom and Belichick supporters are having their eyes opened and their jaws agape right now. It just, what an absolute mess this is.
The arrogance of Bill Belichick is being sort of torn down and magnified and really put on full display for some, like Stiz, who have never seen this before, and others have acknowledged this for years. Oh, speaking of people who have acknowledged Bill Belichick's warts, it's almost 3 o'clock. That means Ted Johnson is joining WEEI Afternoons. It also means we have a three-point stance. Mine, we'll get away from Bill for a minute. I'm going to tell you a player I picked out from Bill's good drafting days in the early 2000s that I think is a fair comparison and expectation for Will Campbell. That'll be my three-point stance. We'll get the rest of the three-point stances up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Not talking about this.